When governments or major companies get hacked, one of the cybersecurity firms they call on is FireEye. Well, earlier this week, FireEye itself got hacked, and attackers made off with some of its most sophisticated software defense tools. The company believes the attack was done by a nation with top-tier offensive capabilities like Russia. And now there are concerns that what attacks like this could mean for the integrity of COVID-19 vaccine infrastructure. Joining us for more is Jim Lewis, a longtime cybersecurity expert with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome.
Thank you.
Jim, as I mentioned, FireEye is the firm companies call when they get hacked, Sony and Equifax, for instance. So how did FireEye find themselves the victim here?
No one is perfectly secure. Anyone can be hacked. You know, it's harder to do a company like FireEye, and I hear it was a relatively basic technique. One technique that always works is called phishing. You send 100 people an email that says, click here to see next year's bonuses. You can count on a couple of them making that mistake, even at a firm like FireEye. So even the best among us are still vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Briefly, do we know what the hackers stole, and is there any threat to the public?
You know, a company like FireEye, you hire them to pretend to be an attacker to find the vulnerabilities in your system. They're the red team. And so the attacker stole FireEye's red teaming tools, the way they attack companies. Probably not an immediate threat to the public. It's not like you're going to wake up tomorrow and see Vladimir Putin's face on your computer screen. But in the long term, yeah, this will be used to go after all sorts of companies, hospitals. How successful it will be, we don't know, but in the past, stealing this kind of tool has been useful to an attacker.
Okay, you used the example of Vladimir Putin. The U.S. seems to think Russia is behind this hack, but how do we know that?
There are a couple indicators that give it away. First of all, outside of the U.S. and the U.K., the Russians are the best in the world, and so I'm pretty confident that the British and NSA did not hack FireEye. That leaves Russia. Second, they've done this before. They did it against NSA in 2017. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're really aggressive. They're very, very skilled. And all the tracks lead back to Moscow.
Why do you think Russia might be doing this now after really keeping a relatively low profile during the election?
Well, the low profile during the election was just in the kind of election interference that we saw in 2016. So I don't take the inactivity during the election as a sign that the Russians are slacking off. It means they have different interests. And one of the things they've been very interested in, of course, is COVID. COVID both to get the research, maybe to disrupt the supply chains, but also mm-hmm. COVID as an opportunity. People are working from home. Your home networks aren't secure. It's a great opportunity for the FSB and the SVR, the Russian intelligence agencies.
I want to talk with you more about that potential threat. But you mentioned this NSA hack from a few years ago. It was an audacious one that led to many others, including one that locked British hospitals out of their own computer systems. Obviously, as you're saying, this is a big deal right now, considering this coronavirus pandemic. How vulnerable are our healthcare systems around the world?
Unfortunately, hospitals are not always centers of cybersecurity. It's not their job. And so we've seen a fair number of successful attacks. Most of them are what we call ransomware, where your computer locks up and you get a message saying, pay me money or else you can't use your computer. So we've seen an uptick of that during COVID. It's a good way to make money if you're a hacker. We might see more after this. And unfortunately, the defenses always aren't what we might hope.
On this issue of vaccine infrastructure, just a day after the FireEye hack, the European Medicine Agency, which is like the EU's FDA, said that they were hit with a cyber attack that resulted in the theft of some of Pfizer's vaccine data. Not to mention IBM actually found hackers getting cold chain storage companies and other key parts of the vaccine distribution infrastructure here in the U.S. Is this a coincidence? And do you think the goal is to disrupt these vaccine efforts or to steal data to copy formulas and technology?
Do me a favor, Tanya, and I want you to do two role-playing things. Think like a criminal for a minute. You're looking ahead, especially if you're a good criminal. You're going to want to get to the point where you can hold the vaccine distribution center hostage. That, to me, looked the thing that IBM found looked like cyber criminals thinking ahead. Now, for intelligence agencies, you know, imagine how many medals you would get if you showed up at your headquarters and said, I've gotten the secret formula for the COVID vaccine. It's been an object of desire for the Chinese, the Russians, some others, ever since this started. So what we're seeing is these are the visible signs of deep criminal and spying activity.
Jim Lewis is head of cybersecurity programs at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.